This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. There's been a lot of the blues these last few weeks with lots of reports of blight on lilacs. I have plenty myself. They look awful. Some of my listeners have sent me pictures of their towering lilacs now cut down to just a few feet tall to try and rid the plants from this nasty fungal enemy. So why this year, as if 2020 hasn't been challenging enough? A cool, wet, rainy spring season favors development of lilac blight, especially if rains follow a late frost or winter injury. At first, leaves look pretty healthy, and then a short time later, they look as though someone put an open flame to them. The dark black streaks on one side of young shoots show the progression of the disease. The flowers wilt and turn brown, and unopened flower buds become blackened. Lilac blight is hard to control. I know most folks' shrubs are older, mine are decades, so there's no shot they are of a disease-resistant variety. But that's what they suggest, is that you plant that kind. So what do you do when they're not? Well, prune them. And prune them hard. I found further information on the University of Oregon Extension site. They say to burn all infected parts as soon as you notice them. A spray of copper sulfate during the early spring each year should help prevent the problem before the buds begin to break. Lilac blight bacteria overwinter on diseased twigs or on healthy wood. Factors that weaken or injure plants, wounds, frost damage, soil pH, poor or improper nutrition, and infection by other pathogens predispose them to the disease. Sources of this disease can include old cankers, healthy buds, leaf surfaces, and nearby weeds and grasses. Wind, rain, insects, tools, and infected nursery stock spread the bacteria. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.